Tucker Carlson, President Trump could well lose this election. His re-election is our only hope as a country. By Jeff Poor on June 25, 2020. Thursday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson warned of the headwinds facing President Donald Trump's re-election bid this November. According to Carlson, Trump should be in a good position to win re-election, but as circumstances have it, he is not. Not many people are saying it out loud on the right, but the fact is that President Trump could well lose this election, he said. In fact, unless fundamental facts change soon, it could be tough for him to be re-elected. If the president does lose, that means just a few months from now, Joe Biden would become the president. The United States government would fall into the control of the radicals who controlled Joe Biden, and they will remake the country. Now, we are fully aware that virtually nobody watching the show tonight wants to hear that. But it's true, and key people around the president know that it's true. They've seen the numbers. They're concerned. At some point in the future, historians will marvel at the fact that the president lost ground during a pandemic and then during mass riots, Carlson continued. Both crises should have highlighted this. Alone among national leaders, Donald Trump warned Americans for decades about China and the perils of globalization. Everything about the Wuhan coronavirus proved Donald Trump right. China really is our main global adversary pair. The Chinese government really does want to take over the world. Meanwhile, the fact that we send our manufacturing base abroad really weakened us, badly. The most powerful nation on Earth no longer makes antibiotics. Maybe we are not as powerful as we think. All of that is very obvious now after the pandemic, but Donald Trump called it. You think voters would reward him for that? You, the riots would have increased their support for him. An awful lot of people voted for Donald Trump precisely to avoid a moment we are now in. None of this arrived suddenly. We saw it coming. Social cohesion in America has been eroding for decades. People sensed that. It made them nervous. It should make them nervous. Donald Trump seemed like insurance against the consequences of that. Carlson urged Republicans, including those within the Trump administration, to act as necessary to protect the rule of law, which he said appeared to be lacking. He also argued it was time to defend traditional sacred institutions, which Carlson noted could mean re-election for Trump and the country. This is precisely the time, right now, tonight, to defend the institutions we desperately need to keep in this country, Carlson added. Those institutions include the nuclear family, our freedom of speech, small independent businesses, absolute color blindness under the law, the noble tradition of nonviolent protests. Those are the things that make us proud to be Americans. Those are the things that make America a place worth living in. We need to defend these things with everything we have. All of us must defend them, including the president. That is his hope of re-election. For the rest of us, it is our only hope as a country. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.